The exhibition now up at Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway in Chattanooga is called Trees and Skies. Among the artists whose work is included in the exhibition are Carol Hobbs and Mike Ivey. WTC's Richard Winham visited the gallery to see their paintings and talk to them about their work.
Mike Ivey has been painting and drawing for most of his life. It was his uncle who gave him his first set of paints when he was just a little boy. His first painting was a portrait of Dean Martin. These days, he works on commission as a portrait painter. You can see some of his work on his website. He grew up in Texas. He lived there most of his life in Houston until he moved to Chattanooga a few years ago.
I moved up here because my son is up here and got grandkids up here. But I always loved the mountains. My grandfather and my grandmother settled the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas in the late 1800s. Said that they came in a covered wagon. I'm not sure about that. But when I was a kid, every summer I spent in the Ozarks. And this reminds me so much of the Ozarks. There's a lot more of it here, a lot more beauty and color. And I am fascinated by this place. Fascinated by the mountains. And this is a good place to be. I really love it. We've been here 3 years, and we've probably been into the mountains every month at least, sometimes twice a month. We just remodeled an old RV, and we're going to be taking it. And I hope to do some plein air painting, but I take a lot of photographs. I've probably taken, in 3 years, 3,000 photographs of the area. Of course, you take a lot of, anybody that's doing photography, you take a lot of photography, and you cull a lot of photographs. But you take a lot because you want to try to get the right one, and sometimes you do. And that's what I, besides portraits, that's what I do. I love to paint landscapes and wildlife.
All of Mike Ivey's paintings begin as a photograph. Driving through the mountains, he'll stop and grab a shot of a scenic view or a tree that caught his eye. And when he's painting a portrait, if he can, he'll take as many photographs as possible.
I go to people's houses and take or somewhere with them, and take their pictures and get a variety of shots. If I can, a lot of them that I do are from old photographs, and that's the most difficult. Because I want to take a photograph with such detail that when I zoom in on that eye on my computer, I get an eye that's 3 or 4 inches across. Because I want to see that detail. I want to see every glistening moisture on the eye, and everything. And so if I can get good photographs, I can do better,
So you mostly work on commission as far as your portraits?
The portraits are all commission, yes. Mm. Now, I've got a lot in my house that are grandkids and family and things like that, but most of the portraits I do, because it takes so long and I'm going to do a few a year, most of those are done for commission work. I really enjoy them, but I can spend 30 to 50 hours on a portrait if it's got a lot of background detail and foreground detail. And a lot of my portraits tell a story in the background, so that takes a little time. I've been drawing since I was a child. I dropped out of it a lot in high school and did other things, studied electronics. But then I got back to painting, and probably the last 20 years or more, I've been doing a lot more of it. Now that I'm retired, besides remodeling a house and an old RV, I get to paint a lot. And I always have a portrait working. I don't get it out, the information out there a lot, but they find me somehow on the internet and word of mouth. So I always am working on one or two portraits. And they take a long time, so I can't do but a few a year, but I enjoy doing it.
Having taken the photographs, he then spends hours studying them for telling details. They make it feel, when you're looking at his landscapes, as if you are seeing them through a window. And in his portraits, he works to capture the person's inner life.
And the way that I do that is by studying the character, studying their history, adding some things, because many people look at it and say, that looks like a photograph. To me, it's a compliment. Because if I can do that in that much detail, and I try to get away from it. Years ago, I did. Okay, let's get a little away from the people. Tell me, get away. That looks too realistic. But when I start a painting, I gravitate to realism. And I love it. I don't care if it takes me 60 hours. I love doing it. So, me doing it, this is what I like to do.
And why does it take you 60 hours? What is it that takes so much time?
I don't know if I can really describe that. It's just that when I'm working on an eye, that's my painting right there. This is an individual painting. Working on the other, that's an individual painting. And then I've got to try to get those together. So I start off with shapes. I get the shape. If I can get the shapes right, if I get the dimension, the distance between the eyes, distance from eyes to nose and mouth and the width of the face, if I can get the drawing right first, and I'm satisfied with it, then I can start adding the other things. Then I got to concentrate on colors and values and lighting and all that other all the other things that make it important. Change the lighting as much as I can to give it a little more character. But it just takes time. Very, very detailed. So,
growing up, Mike Ivey spent a lot of his time in bars. As an adult in Texas, he spent 40 years working part-time as a minister. In addition to the church, he also ministered to the inmates in the county jail in Houston.
I can tell by looking at a person. I didn't grow up in church, even though after I was grown, I went into church and went into ministry. But my mom and dad owned a chain of nightclubs in Houston, several of them at one time. And so I grew up in the, we called them beer joints back then. They were beer joints, taverns. And a lot of family members were alcoholics. And I could tell I can look today and see it. And
see what?
But I don't see it in them.
Their
face and their the kind of life, the rough life that they've had, you know. I don't judge that or condemn that. I understand it because I grew up in it. But you can tell what it does, you know. Even some emotional things people go through, the sadness in their eyes. As an artist, we look for that. You know, I want to see what's in that person. But again, without judging, I just want to see it. I can see it in the photograph, too. I've learned to take a photograph and, you know, with what you do to get depth and you get lighting and you get color and you get all that, you're not really just painting that. And you're not seeing just that in a photograph. As we do this, we learn to look at that photograph like you probably do. When I take a bunch of photographs and I'm looking at all of a sudden, that photograph hit me. And I see something in that photograph. I see the depth. I see the character. We went to up in the mountains this Monday and Tuesday down to Helen and through there, and it was absolutely the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my life. Because we hit it at peak this time. We've been here 3 years and hadn't hit it at peak, before peak or after peak. But we hit it at peak. And it was days like this, but mostly raining. And it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. The trunks of the trees were dark. The depth in it was dark. And it was also foggy a bit in the background, so there was that lightness in the color as it faded in the background. So when you got up to the trees that were close to you, they seemed to give off their own light. And that was amazing to me. I said, well, there's no sun out. How can that be that bright?
Carol Hobbs started painting about 15 years ago after the children left home. She grew up in North Chattanooga. Now she lives in Ringgold. Like Mike Ivey, she often works from photographs. But she isn't at all interested in just reproducing an image.
This will sound woo-woo, but you know, a photograph is beautiful and lovely, but when you do something that's more impressionistic, you feel like maybe you're getting the essence of the scene. You're getting a little personality, a little, maybe the, I don't know, the color you're... You can exaggerate it because really that's what you like about it.
One of the criticisms I had a long time ago is that the place like this, she said, the problem with your art is I could put your art anywhere in this room and I could never tell which one's yours. She said, you need to concentrate on one way, one style, one thing, and that no matter who you are and where it is, they say, oh, that's Mike Ivey. Oh, that looks like his too over here. Mine hardly ever turn out that. Most of my landscapes do that now, but they used to didn't do that because I was still learning and trying to figure out where I was and what I wanted to do. But that's the case. This is her signature. Yeah, I agree.
Let me give you my favorite quote by Picasso. Inspiration exists, but it must find you working. It's like adults playing. We say we're painters, we're painting. That sounds so serious, but really, we're playing. We're having fun. Some of the things I've done just on the spur of the moment turned out to be things I'm proud of. I was just playing around, and wow, so relaxed, not thinking I would have to show it anywhere or do anything with it. Turned out quite well. you know, when you're painting a scene or a plant, you get to know it really well. You start seeing veins and colors and creases that you never knew were there, and it becomes like a friend. And then it's a challenge, and like you mentioned, you go into a zone where you're just one with this subject, and it may go well on some days, it may go terribly on other days, so you just, probably most artists throw out 5 out of 6 paintings, but that one painting you get, it's very satisfying. In fact, you can surprise yourself, wow, I did that. That's always fun. In fact, one painting that I completed, this Dreaming of Africa, which is a painting of a mother-in-law tongue, when I got through with it, I thought, gee, I must have had a muse with me or something, because that's pretty darn good. Surprised myself.
Tell me about it. What do you like about it?
Well, I like that I got all the little variegations in the leaves, the yellow and the black and the green. And then I put in a red background, so it makes the green kind of pop out.
Oh, it does.
And I like Impressionism, so it's not realistic. It's more interpretive, so I like that.
Both Carol and Mike agreed with the idea that their best work happened when they stopped thinking, relaxed, and let it flow. But that dreamlike state, they were quick to add, is informed by hours and hours and hours of effort.
And you're always striving to do better. Right. I look back at some things I painted 20 years ago. I still have some of them. I've got some as far back as the 70s. And I'm thinking, I haven't gotten better. And so you really strive. And a lot of what I do is the purpose behind it is getting better. The study that you do. I have probably 10 or 12 canvases in my studio that I started and never finished. But I remember, too, that the Mona Lisa was 19 years. He owned it, and he never gave it to the people who commissioned it because he just didn't think it was good enough. And look at it now. So you're never really satisfied.
The show at Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway is called Trees and Skies. You can also see Mike Ivey's work on his website, Mike Ivey Art. That's MikeIveyArt.com. Details on the exhibition are on the website ReflectionsGalleryTN.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.